foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
In Psalm 23:1, it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." One of the things that I see here is that David is a shepherd, and he writes as if he is a sheep.
And you know, one of the things that triggers right off the bat for me, Sharon, are the principles that the Scripture describes the shepherd, and the way the Scriptures talk about God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit as being a triune God. So there's a statement that I'd like to declare for the majesty of God Almighty, and that is that God could never have accepted our sin-scarred lives as they were. But the Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So here in one sentence, just one sentence, is the theology or the doctrine of the sacrificial and the substitutionary death of Christ for sinners. Christ did not die as a martyr, as we sometimes think. He was not a victim of evil. The cross revealed the death of deity. And that's one reason why we as sheep can trust the Good Shepherd. Because the Scripture ties in God Almighty, who is the only one who can provide life for the sheep. He chose us to show it that it was His love that looked over the scarred tissue, the scarred ways of all of us as sheep, and found a way to take care of all of the ills of the sheep because of the heart of the Great Shepherd.
Right. We find many, many, many verses in the Scriptures that back that up.
Oh, yeah. Explain, teach, understand. Yes, ma'am.
So one of them is John 10:11. "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep."
And Sharon, there's another one that I like, and it's over in Hebrews 13:20-21.
Okay.
And it's a little bit longer, but boy, does it say a lot. It recaps it. "So now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep." He could have given the Lord Jesus a lot of different titles, but he chooses to say the great shepherd of the sheep, "by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good," not once in a while, but everything good, "that you may do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight," in the sight of God Almighty, "through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever."
Amen.
So when we talk about the Great Shepherd now being able to take care of the ways of the sheep, that needs to really be a foundation for us.
Okay. So David saying that the Lord is the shepherd is making a declaration here that while he is shepherding the flock, he sees the Great Shepherd and how he, the Great Shepherd, shepherds him in his heart.
Well, there is an oddity among sheep that is unusual, but I think it needs addressing maybe today. And that is, let's just say you're in the flock. You're in a particular flock. And there is somebody that is of your flock that comes back because they've been taken to a place called the drying pen, the drying, D-R-Y-I-N-G pen.
Okay.
And that's where they get all of their wool cleaned, all the foreign objects scraped out of it, and then they're washed, and that wool is nice and clean and free from disease.
Now, are these show sheep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So a show sheep is really supposed to be all of us, but we go through a process of getting ready to be show sheep by going to the drying pen.
Okay.
And so let's just say that Miss X, we'll just say Miss X for the illustration, is pulled out from amongst us, and she's gone for a while. And when she comes back, she's dressed differently. She's got a blanket over that beautiful wool that has been cleaned.
Okay.
And she's got a hood on.
Okay.
And when she comes back into the drying pen, she looks so different that we don't be around her. We leave her alone and we get away from her and we see her as the monster.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So how do we bring her back into fellowship with the rest of us since she seems so different?
We have a tendency to like to be around people who are more like us than different from us.
Yes.
Is what I hear you saying.
Yes. And, okay. And then I'm going to take a little sidebar here while we're talking on this. Many people like to be told what they can just say, amen. Oh, I hear that. That's good. Amen. Teach it, sister. Teach it, brother. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you teach something quite different, just as true from the scripture, but it's not the popular 10 principles that you hear all the time, and it scares you, and you pull back from that person.
Okay.
So how do you re-engage that beautiful lamb that's looking and sounding a little different?
Okay.
You take the hood off. When you take the hood off and you look at that sheep and you look in that sheep's face,
okay,
and you look in the eyes, then you connect because you're looking into the face of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, which is making himself known. And the face reveals what's in the heart.
Okay.
And sometimes you can look in somebody's face and you just quiet them, totally quiet them, because they've looked into your eyes. And the eyes are the window of the soul.
So what I hear you saying is that when we hear things that are hard to understand from another sheep, that we ought to consider their character. Rather than just the message that we hear coming from them.
You got it.
Okay.
Because you see, the love of Christ constrains us.
Many times when we are growing and maturing, we do start looking like we don't fit or don't belong in certain places.
That's right. So when the Lord allows a change over in our personality, our lifestyle, because what he's showing us as he grows us, causes us to take on a different look, a different speech.
Right.
And we can't figure out the difference of appearance at a believer that may be demonstrating a making and a breaking.
Right.
They're at different stages.
Right.
And yet we talk about growing in grace and knowledge, and growth is not instantaneous, even though I know you've probably got a son that you think is. But we are to grow in grace and knowledge. So let's just summarize that we can't have household foals. We can't turn against one another because we look different or we're growing at different rates.
Okay.
We can't draw back because of us having a different look, because the great shepherd is taking care of all of the sheep, and he died for all of the sheep, no matter where their walk is, from the beginning until their last breath.
Okay.
And I think maybe the best way we can summarize today is to go back to Isaiah 30:15.
Okay.
Where we realize, well, actually, I'm going to say Isaiah 30.
Okay.
Well, and where we realize that in verse 12, it says the Holy One of Israel starts talking about what Israel wants. They despise the word, and they trusted in oppression and perversity. And they had a very negative profile that they were building in their speech. But then you come down to verse 15, and then here's what the Holy One of the Lord says. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. So, you said, we will not have any of this. We will flee back to Egypt on our horses, and we will ride on the swift wave of a horse that brought him into destruction. So we need to learn that the body of Christ, an organism with Jesus Christ as the head, we as the body, have a natural sin-bent tendency, even when Jesus Christ lives in us, to want to stray. And that's why the beauty and the gentleness of the Great Shepherd, even in what sometimes looks very harsh to us, is really the tenderness of His love and His commitment, being the Great Shepherd of all sheep.
And that's why Mentoring Matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.